Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Pfizer director admits that the COVID mRNA shots are altering menstrual function. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, another shocking video has been released by Project Veritas, and this again features Dr. Jordan Walker in an undercover journalist interview where he admits that the Pfizer COVID mRNA shots are altering menstrual function. He says that it must be interfering with the HPG, the hypothalamus, the pituitary, and the gonadal axis, the HPG axis, affect this kind of problem with menstrual cycle.
Yeah, of course we've known this, Matt. I mean, we recently interviewed Dr. James Thorpe. He talked all about it. He's an OBGYN. Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Robert Malone, Naomi Wolf, they've been talking about it for quite a while, but it's interesting to actually hear it from someone at Pfizer actually admitting it.
Yeah, this is the Pfizer Director of Research and Development, Strategic Operations, mRNA Scientific Planner, a long title, but that's the title of this individual, Dr. Walker, medical doctor, and he worked for a previous company before coming to Pfizer. That company was designed to look at corporations and categorize their various business assets, one of which would be called a cash cow, where they would have that as a big money maker. He actually used that word, that the COVID shots for Pfizer is a cash cow and will be for some time to that pharmaceutical company.
But that's really his job, is to find new reasons to have new vaccines to make more money for Pfizer.
And what he said in the first interview that was released is that Pfizer was doing what he called directed evolution to make the virus more problematic, infectious, and then create a, quote, vaccine that would be the antidote for it and therefore have a continuing funding, self-perpetuating operation that is a cash cow for the company. He also talked about the revolving door between the regulatory agencies like the FDA and the pharmaceutical companies, that those involved in government, particularly in the regulatory FDA that approves drugs, they do not want to make critical statements regarding the pharmaceutical companies that come before them, because once they finish their government stint, they want to have a higher paying job in the private pharmaceutical industry. And if they said something negative, it would close the door. So there's this revolving door. Good for Big Pharma, he said, bad for Americans. With regards to this most recent situation, we revealed this many, many months ago, mm-hmm. when we found a document, which was the Pfizer protocol document, in which it indicated that it was going to be tracking the implications of spontaneous abortions and fertility, as well as the health of a child born after a mother has taken the shots. They also talked in their document, this was some many, many months ago,
these are the documents that they wanted to not release for 75 years?
Yeah, and one of the documents said that they were watching the transmission of the COVID results, the shots, through inhalation, through, in other words, breathing, through air particles, skin contact, and body fluids. And they wanted to see how that would result in transmitting the adverse events of the shot that would happen to the person in injecting it and the person nearby who didn't have the shot, who had it transmitted either through air particles, through breathing, skin contact, and also through body fluids. And they wanted specifically also to look at the fertility issue. When we raised the concern that these mRNA shots might interfere with fertility, of course, all the so-called fact checkers went ballistic and said, oh, no, there's just no way. That's conspiracy theory. But that was in Pfizer's own documents. Now the data worldwide conclusively is showing that there's a concern here, universally, showing that there is an area of concern with regards to fertility. Now Dr. Walker admits it.
Yeah, and it's interesting because he notes that, can you imagine the scandal when this gets out? He goes, I'd take Pfizer off my resume when this actually comes out, because he sees what's happening. I mean, this is affecting not only women and babies, but our future generations as well, because they're doing this Frankenstein experiments on these women.
Yeah, he says, amazing. It's not good English, but this is what he was saying over the recorded video. Well, that's why I don't understand that. It's weird. I hope we don't find out that somehow this mRNA lingers in the body because it has to be affecting something hormonal to impact menstrual cycles. Yeah. Or like the entire next generation is like super, and he used the word F up. Could you imagine the scandal? Oh my goodness, or he used the word G-O-D. I would take Pfizer off my resume. He goes on to say, well, tell me more. The undercover journalist, tell me more. What's developing with the whole virus mutation process? He goes on to talk about that. He also talks about how, because it is interfering with the menstrual cycle, it must be affecting what is called the HPG axis. The HPG axis is the hypothalamus, mm-hmm. the pituitary, and the gonads. And that axis must be impacted by these mRNA shots in order for the menstrual cycle to have these abnormalities.
You know, and Dr. Robert Malone, who is the creator of the mRNA platform, has been doing incredible work. And he analyzed this video and he explained that if the HPA axis is damaged by these injections, it has a profound implications for almost all of human physiology as well as reproductive biology. That means there's damage to the HPA axis can have a negative impact on the immune system, stress responses, digestion, mood and emotions, sexuality and sex drive, energy storage and stamina, reproduction, fetal development, placental and ovarian functions required to maintain pregnancy, for example.
Yeah, so he admits he's
That's huge.
He is a medical doctor, and he admits something is going on. Now, he says that they don't know exactly what's going on. I don't believe that. They know exactly what's going on. He may not know exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
But they know exactly what's going on, and all you have to do is read some of the medical literature. In fact, one of the early articles that we posted at lc.org/vaccine and lcaction.org/vaccine was an article by Pfizer itself. It was actually a research in Japan by Pfizer. So this was a Pfizer research document in Japan. It was written in Japanese. And that particular document, this was early on, showed that when you inject the mRNA shot into the body, it doesn't stay in the arm as they were saying that it would.
No.
That it rapidly transmits throughout your body. And they found, shockingly, that it has a high concentration in the ovaries.
Right.
Remember that?
Right.
And that itself is alarming.
It also does the same to men in the testes as well. There's a higher probability and a higher concentration in women, but it's affecting both.
Well, we have had on this program Dr. James Thorpe, a board-certified OBGYN and maternal a fetal medicine physician who sees approximately 8,000 high-risk pregnancies each year. He co-authored an article, COVID-19 Vaccines, the Impact on Pregnancy Outcomes and Menstrual Function, along with Drs. Peter McCullough, Stuart Tankersley, and others, that revealed that there was a substantial increase in disabling menstrual abnormalities, miscarriages, fetal chromosomal abnormalities, and other adverse effects as a result of the COVID shots. And Holly, remember, he also said some of the nations where you had the highest concentration of these COVID shots already are experiencing a decline in fertility rate.
Right. I think he quoted 80% increase in stillbirths. That's just unbelievable.
You know, from the very beginning, we raised the concern that these COVID shots would ultimately interfere with fertility. The so-called fact checkers, they push back. But you go back to Bill Gates, 2010, he wants to reduce human population by 10 to 15%. With 7 billion people on the planet at the time, that's at least 700 million people he wanted to reduce from the planet. I believe what we're seeing here is the largest fraud, genocidal assault on humanity in history. For more information, go to lc.org/pregnancy. That's /pregnancy, where you can hear more about this issue, including our interview with Dr. Thorpe.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.